The film Fruitvale Station is a dramatization of the last day in the life of Oscar Grant, whose shooting by police in 2009 was caught on bystander cell phone cameras. It stars Academy Award winner Octavia Spencer and Michael B. Jordan, best known for his roles as Wallace on the first season of The Wire and Vince Howard on Friday Night Lights. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
The actor Michael B. Jordan gives a major performance in Ryan Coogler's debut film Fruitvale Station. He plays the 22-year-old African-American Oscar Grant, who was shot in a run-in with cops at an Oakland, California train stop in the early hours of 2009. The film opens with cell phone footage of the actual event, so you know what's coming. But the Oscar you meet on the last day of 2008 remains a man, not a martyr. In Jordan's hands, he's an unstable child man in a jittery society. He's an ex-con, a former drug dealer. His motor runs fast. He acts before he thinks. He's quick to get riled up, but equally quick to turn affectionate. You can see him trying to temper himself, to grow up before your eyes. In the first scene, he's grilled by his girlfriend Sofina, played by Melanie Diaz, about an affair with another woman. He's busted, and he knows it. But he doesn't get haughty. He tells her the relationship meant nothing, and his eyes are sharp and clear. You get the sense he really means it, that he's determined to be with Sofina forever and be a real dad to their 4-year-old daughter Tatiana, played by a heart-wrenching cutie named Ariana Neal. Oscar wins you over completely a short time later. He's driving to work, actually, to the supermarket where he used to work before he got fired for being late too many times. He phones his mother, played with biting emotion by Octavia Spencer, who asks if he's driving and then if he's talking on a headset. He says yes, he's on a headset, a lie. But as he's saying that, he pulls over and slides the phone over his ear into his tight cap, kind of like a headset. Lying to his mom didn't sit right. After things go badly at the supermarket, Oscar is on the verge of dealing pot again, when he remembers his mother's final visit to him in prison, and the film flashes back.
I'm not coming here for these visits anymore. This is my last time.
I know this is the last time for me, too. I told you that. I ain't going down no more.
You keep putting Sofina through this, and you go right ahead, okay? But Tatiana, that baby doesn't deserve this, Oscar.
She's too young to know what's going on.
So I guess that's why she asked me why you love taking your vacations more than you like being with her.
Ma, you gotta tell her I love her. Tell her I ain't never gonna
tell
leave her.
Tell her yourself. The next time you call home, you tell her yourself. Or better yet, let her come visit you here.
Yeah, but I don't. She don't need to be exposed.
You already exposed it. You already exposed it to this.
So you gonna leave me? You gonna leave me again? What kind of mom is you? I'm in here by myself.
I love you, Oscar.
Man, you don't love nothing.
I do. And I'm praying for you. I'll see you when you get home.
Hey, Ma, hold up. Let me get a hug, Ma.
Grant,
hey, Ma, I can't get a hug.
Back to the visiting area, Grant.
Hey, Ma, I'm sorry. Get here. Ma, I'm sorry. Let me just get a hug, Ma.
Director Ryan Coogler doesn't fill in the rest of Oscar's life, how he was raised, the nature of his juvenile crimes, how he got caught and sent to prison. So it's hard to know if he sweetened the portrait. He shows Oscar interacting broadly, buoyantly, generously, with people of all races, even creating a sort of utopian multiracial community on the BART train heading for San Francisco on New Year's Eve. Most of the time, though, Coogler depicts a hyper-masculine world full of dangerous corners, in which every encounter with a store manager, an inmate, or one of the film's ubiquitous cops has the potential to get ugly fast. Fruitvale Station is shot in black and white, its texture rough. Coogler uses all kinds of tricks, quick inserts of the subway station, a documentary-like handheld camera, to keep this from seeming like a middle-brow message movie. The climax, when it comes, feels preventable, not inevitable. Cops arrive to break up a fight that has already ended. Oscar and his friends get down on the ground, but they're mouthy. They want the last word. The cops don't diffuse the tense situation. They seem eager to escalate it. No one lets anything go. The end of Fruitvale Station, a hospital sequence, a crawl that says what happened next, some true life footage, isn't very satisfying. But everything up to the gunshot is indelible. Coogler and Michael B. Jordan have made at least momentary sense of the tragically senseless.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. You can download podcasts of our show at freshair.npr.org. Follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air and on Tumblr at nprfreshair.tumblr.com. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Nell Beschenstein. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.